This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi everyone, this is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb from the 2019 Aircraft Electronics Association Convention in Palm Springs. I'm here with Stefan Fima, Vice President for Marketing and Product Management with Bendix King. Stefan, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kate.
So tell me a little bit about the new products Bendix King is showing off at the show.
Yeah, so we've announced a number of new products at AEA today, autopilots, engine monitors, and navigators. So first off, we've announced a new series of low-cost, affordable autopilots called the AeroCruise 100 and the X-Cruise 100. These are both for the certified aircraft and the experimental aircraft. And these are an affordable set of autopilots for people that, more budget-conscious type of aircraft owner. We've actually partnered with TrueTrack Flight Systems to do this. They are a leading company in autopilots in the experimental world, recently in the certified world as well. And so we've partnered with them to bring their products forward to market. And then obviously going forward in the future, we will do more and more work with them to further integrate their products, their autopilots, into everything else that we're doing. The next thing that we're doing is engine monitors. We are announcing some engine monitors, the AeroPoint 200, the AeroPoint 300, and the X-Point 100. The X-Point 100 is the experimental engine monitor. And then the AeroPoint 200 is a certified aircraft engine monitor for single engine aircraft. The AeroPoint 300 is for twin engine aircraft, certified again. And in this case, we are partnering with JP Instruments in order to bring those products to market. And just as with the autopilots, first off, we'll bring them to market as they are, and then we will do additional work and integration with them going forward in the future to more tightly integrate them into our ecosystem. And then lastly, we are coming out with a series, or we have come out with a series of new navigators, and here we're partnering with Avadyne for those products. So these are going to be the AeroNav 800, 900, and 910. And so these bring all of the great capabilities of those navigators, to our customers around the world. And again, first we'll be just announcing the products and bringing them to market, and then doing further work with them over the near term. So with these three announcements, it's more than just the products. It's also about a more open partnership, ecosystem-oriented approach that Bendix King is taking to the market. So rather than, a closed approach where we have to build everything, only our products talk to our products, this is completely the opposite of that, allowing, different vendors' products to work with us to work with different vendors. It ultimately benefits us, it benefits our partners, and most importantly, it benefits aircraft owners, right, who now have choice. They can, mix and match the components that they want to get to the panel that they like and not have to be locked in or strong-armed into some kind of solution because of something else that they chose.
So are you looking at further partnerships in the future?
We are looking at partnerships in the future. We actively look for partners. So yes, very much so. There's nothing in the offing in the next two or three months that we're going to announce along that front just yet. But we're always looking for, great new companies that have innovative products and, want to work with a larger company such as ourselves to help them bring their innovative products to the market.
What are some of the advantages that these partnerships have for your partner companies?
So Bendix King, and then by extension our parent Honeywell, we are present pretty much all over the world. And present means we have dealers, we have employees, we have offices, we have engineering sites in all over the world. And so, in trying to bring technologies to customers in those parts of the world, they typically want to be dealing with people that are in their city, in their country, speaking their language, that are there tomorrow if an issue were to arise. And for some of the partnering companies that we work with, they're much more U.S. focused. They were founded here, they grew up here, they have some international presence, of course, we all do. But to get to really the farthest reaches of the globe, having a partner like us that has that reach, that is already there anyway, right, and now has a vested interest in the success of their products, because it's part of our strategy as well, that brings them a value that otherwise would be, take a lot longer and a lot more effort on their part to build. Not to say they couldn't do it, but with us, it's a much faster road for them.
Stefan, thanks for taking the time to talk today. This is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.